This upcoming weekend, starting Friday, October 16th, it is Queen's annual homecoming event where alumni and students usually gather in person for in-person events to celebrate all weekend long Queen's University. However, this year, due to COVID-19, homecoming is being offered virtually. So today with me, I have Lee Kalin, who is the Associate Vice Principal, and I also have Caitlin Adair, who is the Project Manager for Homecoming, and Carrie Ann Morrison, who is the Alumni Officer. So welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM, all three of you. I hope that you've been having a great day. Would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself, as well as your various roles in the Office of Advancement at Queen's University?
Sure, I can start. My name is Lee Kalin, and I am the Associate Vice Principal for Alumni Relations and Annual Giving. Carrie?
My name is Carrie Morrison, and I'm an Alumni Officer within Alumni Relations and Annual Giving, and I work on reunions and the Homecoming Organizing Committee.
Caitlin.
And my name is Caitlin Adair, and I am the Project Manager for Homecoming 2020.
Awesome. So with COVID-19 and things like that, it has obviously posed very many challenges for a lot of events this year, no matter really where anyone is working. One of my questions is, how has COVID impacted outreach and planning for homecoming this year? I know it's a very big Queen's event that many alumni and students and staff look forward to, and how has that kind of been impacted by the pandemic?
I'm happy to answer that. I think it has been completely impacted by the pandemic because normally 3,000 to 4,000 alumni return to campus to visit and celebrate with their reunions and their classmates. This year, due to COVID, we've had to move fully online, which is a first time for us, but something that we will be continuing as part of our homecoming in the future, even when in-person events are able to be held. The interesting aspect of it, though, is that we're still able to provide opportunity for classes to celebrate and experience their reunion, and it actually has made it much more accessible to a variety of people who wouldn't be able to come under normal circumstances due to travel or other factors. So we're actually seeing a greatly increased registration from international alumni, as well as people who might have young families or might not be able to attend for variety.
Amazing. And I've seen that a lot in different, I've seen that pattern a lot with different organizations as well. Just, you know, that fact that online events, while of course you would like to have them in person, they do provide an opportunity to get people from all across the world to kind of participate in something that they usually can't. So have you, what's kind of the, how much more of an increase would you say that there is with the number of online participants and things like that, especially from all over the world?
I don't have the figures right now, but Carrie may.
The last time I checked, we're looking at, I would say, at least three times as many people participating from either the US or internationally than we usually see in person.
Wow, that's really, really great. And in terms of that, what sort of virtual events will you be delivering this year for homecoming?
Pretty much homecoming this year. So we've tried our best to take the traditional elements of homecoming and bring them to alumni virtually so that those pieces that they hold near and dear, they'll still get to experience in a certain way. While we're also incorporating some new programming. Lee was speaking to the accessibility and opening it up to people from around the world. We're really excited about that for sure. So there will be class and group reunions, as well as live interactive sessions with Principal Patrick Dean and Chancellor Jim Leach. There'll be live interviews, nostalgic videos and looks back. There'll be more than one musical segment, including a surprise guest that we'll be unveiling later on in the week. And we're even going to have a performance by Queen's Bands. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
I can add If I could add one thing in there, we know that we can't replace homecoming as it usually is. Just something that in our online forum we can't recreate, and we're not trying to do that. What we're trying to do is highlight those feelings and sentiments and experiences that people value and recreate those in a virtual world without trying to replicate it exactly.
Sure, very understandable. How are these virtual events being delivered? On what sort of platform, and how can people sort of access them?
Yeah, so I can answer that one. So content is going to be delivered through an online platform called All in the Loop, and it will be a mix of video and live interaction. And one of the key advantages of hosting homecoming virtually is the potential for it to be more inclusive for alumni. And so we recognize that one important part of accessibility, and so we will have captions for pre-recorded and live video as well as ASL interpretation for the main.
Amazing. Sorry, my internet cut out for just a quick second there. And my next question for you is, what is it about homecoming that it's like that excites you most, especially in this kind of new way that you're taking it on?
I'm sure we all have our favorite element of homecoming. But for me personally, it's just the opportunity to see the excitement when alumni connect with each other. This year in particular, we'll have a chat function online where you'll be able to search for one of your classmates, your housemates, your roommates. You'll be able to connect via chat or via video. And just those connections that can be made after many, many years apart, I find incredibly moving. I'm not sure if Carrie and Caitlin have anything they wish to add on that.
Yeah, so Jim, building on Lee's point, in addition to my role as a project manager for homecoming, I'm also an alumni. So I'm excited to connect with my classmates from 10 years ago, 11 now, I guess. And, you know, COVID-19 and the pandemic has really restricted your ability to travel and see old friends. So I think this will be a fun way to engage with them. And I am extra excited about the surprise performance that we are bringing to all alumni.
I would just say ditto. I think they've covered my feelings as well on that one.
Great. And why should alumni attend homecoming? Like, what is sort of the, what can they sort of gain to experience it?
I think this year in particular, it would be a shame if individuals didn't have a chance to mark special reunions. Changing knows what the situation will be next fall. And I've just been encouraging everyone who has a special reunion to take part, to mark the occasion, to have a chance to reconnect. I really feel that there will be something for everyone in this event this year. And then, you know, fingers crossed, everything is back to some sort of normal for next year and we can do an in-person event. But if we can't, I would just hope that all of the classes had an opportunity to celebrate their special year.
For sure. And where can people register for homecoming and find out more information about any of the events or how to access it and all that information? Yeah.
So they can just go on our homecoming website, which is queensu.ca/homecoming. You'll see that there's a nice registration button available at their fingertips. There's also a schedule of events, which highlights each event that'll be taking place on the Friday and on the Saturday. We do have some reunions and departmental events taking place on Friday as well. So they'll be able to see all of that there.
Amazing. And is there anything that any of you would like to add before we end off?
I would just like to say that I can't wait to see everyone, even on a virtual level. That's the most exciting part for me every year is to make those connections. I can't wait.
I agree. It's going to be wonderful to welcome everybody back, even though it'll be in a slightly different manner this year.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for making the time to speak with me about Homecoming 2020 this year and what is sort of being offered virtually for alumni and guests. Thank you again, and I hope that you all have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to Today in YGK, produced with the generous support of the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Sciences at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, on the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples.